This is Reckless Eric here again, weaving my way in and out of these scratches. Yeah, it's finished. Where would we be without Chuck Berry? Everybody's covered a Chuck Berry song at some point. Well, R.E.M. haven't, I suppose, and I don't think the Pink Floyd have, but they probably covered a Chuck Berry song when they were in their formative years before they'd found their direction. When I first started playing in bands, Chuck Berry was obligatory. I've still got my copy of the Chuck Berry songbook, which I had when I don't know how old I was, but I was very young, and I had to rewrite the chords because I could never play them in the keys that they suggested, which were all F, B flat and C, which I thought were impossible keys for the guitar. So I transposed them all into E and A and D and written it all. I could get it out now, except I can't find it. But I've transposed everything into E and A with little pencilled notes above the original chords. Well, I don't know if that was the correct thing to do. Purists might shoot me for that, but most people who've ever played Chuck Berry have never played it correctly. They've always interpreted it, so that's what I did. And this is what Johnny Allen did. This is The Promised Land by Chuck Berry, as played by Johnny Allen, with Belton Richard on the accordion. Belton Richard on the accordion. I love that record. I was so impressed when I first heard it. It was the first Cajun record I heard, and after that I had to hear every Cajun record in the world, it seemed. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but Subterranean Homesick Blues is the same as Too Much Monkey Business, which is a Chuck Berry record. I shouldn't say all this, really, because, like, Bob Dylan might sue me for... Can he sue me? I don't know.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, did something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says a minute, say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that care out of fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know it.
The pump don't work because the vandals took the handles. Bob Dylan, Subterranean Homesick Blues. He played one of my records on his show, so I suppose I'm returning the favour. In the good old days, as I suppose they were, the old folks didn't like the electric guitar. The woman down the road used to call it the electronic guitar. I can't stand it. Very tinny. So it was immediately attractive because they didn't like it. Here's a perfect example of what the woman down the road would have absolutely hated. The Shadows of Night with their version of Chuck Berry's Let It Rock.
In the heat of the day down in Mobile, Alabama, I'm working on a railroad with a steel driving hammer. Got to get some money, buy some brand new shoes. Try to find somebody to take away these blues. If she don't love me, I'm singing in the sun. My payday's coming when the work is all done.
Dreadful racket. That was the Shadows of Night. The Rolling Stones used to be quite cool. They were really rather likeable. In fact, they were an inspiration. And what they were really good at the beginning, I think, was copying Chuck Berry records. I think they were the best Chuck Berry copyists in Great Britain, really. Possibly in the world, but that might be some hype. Were the Rolling Stones ever the greatest rock and roll band in the world? I thought the Who were, but I was probably not paying attention. Anyway, this is back from when the Rolling Stones were great and cool to like and all that kind of thing. And if this record sounds worn out, it's because it is.
So we can probably not so long a ride. You park the car in the open, you can walk inside. A little cutie takes your hat, you can thank a man. Cause every time you make the scene, you find the door in a jam.
Got to learn to dance. I love the hand claps on that record. I always imagined that hand claps were the invention of some middle-aged producer who would think that it makes the party sound like it's going with a bit more of a swing if you're all clapping along. Memo, must invest in a paisley shirt. The hand claps actually sound good on that one, but here's one where they sound ridiculous. I love this record. This is the Beatles. Now, they recorded this in Abbey Road. I think in Abbey Road they were a bit more, kind of less round, more square. Fabulous hand claps. Here we go. Hold on, you can't hear the hand claps. I'm going to break the rule. What I hate is when you hear, basically, I hate hearing Beatle records on the radio, because like, they always play the stereo versions and they always sound really naff. The Beatles was never meant to be listened to in stereo, but I'm going to break the rule of a lunchtime and I'm going to play the stereo version of Roll Over Beethoven from With the Beatles, but I'm going to play only the side with the hand claps on so we can enjoy those. I don't know if this is allowed. The Beatle police will probably come and, I don't know, cut me foot off or something. I don't know. Here they are. Ah, that's much better. That's more like... sounds more like a party, yes. Wanna do the twist?
We're gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. It's a rocking little record, I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta
dancing and the jukebox blows a fuse.
Yeah, well, I think I will.
A heartbeat and rhythm and my soul keeps a-singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven and tell Tchaikovsky the news. I've got a rocky pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I think I'd call it off the rider sitting down by the rhythm reviews.
Yeah, I think that'll do, really, won't it? Yeah, woohoo.
I was lucky enough to see Sandy Denny live in concert. I didn't see her with Fairport Convention. I saw her with a group called Fotheringay, which the name of the group kind of worried me. It wasn't the gay, it was the Fothering, which made me think of Fotherington Thomas from the Nigel Molesworth books, or just the word simpering, maybe. It was a worrying name, but they were very good. It was Trevor Lucas and Pat Donaldson, Sandy Denny, and I can't remember who else, but at the end of the set, they were supporting John Heisman's Coliseum, that's right, and which very Catholic billing, really, because John Heisman was just about to do the Valentine Suite, which was kind of a bit difficult to listen to, I thought. Sandy Denny said, well, we're gonna finish off with a rock and roll song. We're going to do a Chuck Berry song called Memphis, Tennessee. Where is Memphis? Is it in Australia? Anyway, this isn't a Fotheringay record, because I can't find... I was worried by that. I can't find the Fotheringay record in this turmoil that we call a house here. There is only one, and it's extremely rare. But this is The Sea. This is just Sandy Denny, apparently, but it's probably all the same people. Carrying on the Chuck Berry theme there with a Sandy Denny record, The Sea. I saw The Clash in 1976, and it was one of the first ever gigs that they did. They were supporting, or as the Americans say, opening for the Kersal Flyers, who had a hit called Little Does She Know That I Know That She Knows That I Know That He Knows That She Knows That... something about a laundrette, I don't know. But the Clash were a bit of a mismatch, really, there. They still had Keith Levine, who was in Public Image. They still had him on the guitar, so you can tell how early that was. They were great. They were a complete cacophony. And it sort of, musically, it kind of didn't make sense, but it was terribly exciting and very confrontational. And Joe Strummer had a black shirt on the back of it. It had Chuck Berry is Dead bleached into it. And I thought, I didn't know Chuck Berry had died, because I was a naive young man. And then I thought, maybe he's not cool anymore. I don't think Joe would be thinking that, though, so here's one of Joe's songs.
Sometimes there's no stars shining, scouting the edge of the universe. Sometimes you can't see a horizon between the ocean and the earth. And just when you were thinking about slinking down, I'm gonna pull you up. To be a repetitive strain, just when you thought you'd go down the drain.
May I remind you of that scene? The spirit is all gasoline. May I remind you of that scene?
We were arms aloft in Aberdeen.
May I remind you of that scene? The million miracles be. May I remind you of that scene?
Thank you.
Living ain't nothing but hassle in a manila envelope brain. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, arms aloft in Aberdeen. I'm Reckless Eric. The spirit has truly been our gasoline. Chuck Berry's been the driver. You can get a full track listing on www.recklesseric.com. You can subscribe, leave comments, you can do all that kind of thing. Thanks for listening. And to finish off with, you probably thought I'd forgotten, but here's a Chuck Berry record.
And you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people